the station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
937 Radio. This is 937 Radio. World class talent, local flavor, featuring music and interviews with the underground's hottest rising stars. 937 Radio, hosted by Drew Pillow. Radio.
Man, I'll tell you what. I love that intro music. That intro music should be on the top 40 all across America. Is that hot? Yeah, I'm sending shout out to my. Enough. Thank you. Calm down. Yeah, send a shout out to my man's AD Waze out there in D-Town, Michigan, for putting together that ultra hot intro track. He hooked it up, right? I had a little hand in that too. You know that I would say that's the hottest music in America, but it's now questionable because tonight we're gonna play some hot tracks in addition to interviewing some really cool people, and one of them is a. What we consider a hip-hop icon, and he got some hot music, you know, that's definitely going to stimulate your ear holes tonight. So let's get this party started. My name is Drew Pillow, and I am the host of 937 Radio, presents the Celebrity Spotlight. It's the show that puts a spotlight on some people that you should know in the industry, entertainment industry, you know, and from all walks of life. Just really cool people, interesting, great people that you know, a lot of them you know, and some of them you don't know yet, but you're going to learn today. So tonight's show is real special because we tried to do this show last week, and we had every problem under the sun, but tonight is going to go right, period. And, yeah, so... in the studio, now this is a virtual studio. These people are wherever they are on the planet Earth joining me in the virtual studio. And we are going to talk with a guy by the name of Original. And also, we are going to talk to a celebrated award-winning celebrity photographer and videographer. So, all you hip-hop wannabes, gonna-bes, and... almost is, you know, you want to get your videos on deck. You want to get it done right, right? Because videos are important and you need a professional touch. And that's what she does, you know, the photo shoots, the videos, and more. So we're going to talk to her. And by her, I mean Alicia Lang. And that is her name. And you guys can save your applause until we bring her on live. Right now we're going to go right directly into the first interview, our guest, Original. Original, what's up? Welcome to the show.
Appreciate it, homie. What's going on with you, buddy?
Yeah. It's all gravy. And how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing excellent, man. I couldn't be better, man. I'm doing great and it's getting better by the hour, man.
That's the attitude to have. You know, and a lot of, not that I'm a hip-hop legend or icon or even I don't even perform, but you know, attitude is everything, man. You got to have like that can-do spirit because you don't just grab a microphone and become instantly famous. You got to put in work in this game and you got to be real determined. Sometimes people say no, but you can't let it stop you. So I like the attitude you represent right there. It's very positive. So let's jump right into things and tell us, Original, the first thing that comes to mind is like your name, and it's spelled Original. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
And where did you get that from? That's a pretty original spelling of the word.
Ah, man, for real, man. It just came to mind one day, for real, man.
Just creative juices flowing, and it just jumped out like that. Pow!
Yep.
That's exactly. How it That's how it be sometimes, man. Sometimes it just flow, and you just like, man, I can't even help it.
Right. Right.
When you got talent like that, sometimes you just can't help it. You don't know where it came from. So, how long have you been in the music business, and what exactly do you do? I mean, are you a rapper? Break it down for the listeners that don't know anything about you.
Okay, bet. Well, I've been doing the craft, man, since 93. I'm a young guy, you know what I'm saying? I've been indulging in the craft since 93. My uncle was a jazz player. I got a couple family members that were musicians. As far as actually being in the industry, I didn't actually step into the industry till 2002. I started off with an indie label. I was a part of a duo called Blackout. We had regional distribution through Selecto Hits. We did drop our freshman LP, the title When Darkness Falls. Sales didn't really, you know, prove to be effective. The album, in a nutshell, pretty much flopped, you know what I'm saying, just keeping it 100. But it made me who I am today as an artist, you know what I'm saying? I stayed with that label maybe about 3 years. We did a couple compilations, appeared on a couple mixtapes. You know, we traveled around the world, man, met some very, very good-minded musicians and talented musicians and collaborated with them. We parted from that label in 05.
Before you go any further,
yeah.
I mean, you're saying a lot, and I got a couple of questions. I mean, you know, I'm representing the people that's listening, and they're like, wait a minute, hold on. You dropped your freshman, you know, you put your freshman joint out there, and it didn't do what you thought it would do. A lot of people throw in the towel and say, forget it, man, this ain't working. You know
right.
what I mean? How
right.
did you feel and what motivated you to keep going?
Well, man, for real, like you said, man, music is all about, you know, not necessarily what happened to you, but what you do about it. You know what I'm saying? How you take it and how you mold it and how you use it as positive energy for the future. We was a duo, you know, so it wasn't just my energy coming off. It was my partner's energy at the time. You know what I'm saying? And we
but
know that.
Him.
No, definitely not. Yeah, we had good energy with each other. You know what I'm saying? So those energies combined kind of, you know, if one of us is feeling down about the project sales, it'll bring the other one up. And we just kept moving forward. You know what I'm saying? We knew where we were. You know, we knew that we were lyrically there. Whatever the reason, you know, whether it be promotion or whether it be we didn't have a strong hustle hand or whether the songs just weren't industry ready at the time, just a learning curve, man. We had to keep it pushing, keep it grinding, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. That's what's up. And I like the way that you refer to taking the situations as not necessarily pluses, learn from them, and
right.
use that to continue to push forward, to get better, you know? That,
yeah.
You know, this is a, we holding class, y'all, for everybody that's listening. Class is in session. Take your notes, your pen and pad, and take notes because this is how you do it. You know, you can't come out here with the wrong ideas living in the fantasy world because reality will slap you right upside the head. So,
it will.
Yeah, this is, it's good that you're sharing this information. Now, the next thing that I thought was really interesting that you said was that you traveled around the world.
Right.
You know, you said it like that was nothing, like driving to McDonald's. No, that's something huge, man. What was that like, traveling around the world?
Well, I mean, it was nice, man. I mean, if nothing else, man, it was the fellowship of my fellow artists on the label. You know what I'm saying? Just really getting to hang out with those guys, man, and share stories and just grow together and know that we were going to this state and we were going to this venue and nobody had ever heard of us and we were just going to go in and shut it down, you know what I'm saying, leave everything on the table. We were going to have an excellent show, you know what I'm saying, cats was going to leave like, man, those guys was dope. Or we was going to mess up, I mean, but regardless of what happened, you know, we had each other, you know what I'm saying, we was tight, we was a family, and that you know, that says a lot, you know what I'm saying, to be able to travel with a good group of guys that got the same goals and the same ambitions and you know, talent levels are around the same place, man. So it was excellent. Now, I think I love that more than the actual traveling around the world, you know, being honest, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, meeting people and everything.
Yeah, being in a big it's like a big power generator of energy, you know, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Everybody energy feeding, next man energy, and it's just like, man, y'all could just drop a light bulb on the floor and it light up. It's just so much juice in the room.
Right,
I know what you're
right.
talking about. I know it. I love being in the presence of motivated, positive people. It make you feel like you could just jump up in the air and fly sometimes, you know?
Definitely, yeah.
I'm like that when I'm by myself drinking, but I'm just saying, you know, I feel you. I know what you're talking about. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So the world tour experience was a blessing. It was a plus.
Yes,
so
sir.
Then
yes,
so then you come back, and then what happens?
Well, you know, we came back. We had some complications with the label, conflict of interest. You know, we decided to just part. And when I say we, I mean, and it's an amazing story, all the artists decided pretty much to just, you know, move away. You know what I'm saying? We decided to go on a separate venture with the engineer of the record studio, that label, under something that was not a contractual agreement. It was more just a, you know, take it as a man's word at face value. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we all moved over to this next little label, and we grinded, indie label. We lost the distribution. So at that point, it was all just legwork. You know, our fate was basically going to be decided by our hustle hand.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So we grinded, and we pushed out, you know, two more mixtapes, another compilation. Product was solid. Once again, you know, you had a failed effort, you know. It didn't really reach the masses. The quality of the product was better than what we had done with the first label. And still to this day, it can be re-released and do excellent. You know, I really believe that. And then at that point,
wait, before you go further.
Yeah, got you.
You tell the whole story, man. I got to get in somehow. I got to get in there. Yeah, so check this one out. Watch this. Look, so the product, not that it was a failed effort, it just didn't do what you wanted it to do. It just wasn't time yet, you know.
Right.
So you had to take what you had, and instead of giving up, you had to innovate. So check
That's
this
right.
out. Track from Original, and guess what it's called, man? It's called Innovate. Tell us about this song, Innovate. And
Innovate the music, man. It was produced by the homie S Fresh. It was actually the first joint I did with my homie Big L03 after, you know, the split up with my partner, and after I began my solo venture in 2011, the first joint we recorded. And heard the beat, and I'm like, man, the beat's dope. Had a nice little sample in there, which I thought was actually from Bun B. But come to find out, it was from my homie, S Fresh, who did the production. So me and, you know, Big L03, we jumped on it, and we just wanted to do something different, man, you know, to get industry something, you know, that maybe they weren't used to, man. So track is hot. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. It's for the hip hop head.
Check out Innovate, though. Original.
Okay. That's Fresh on the track. Original, Big L, check in. What's good, DJ Lockman? We all hired. Stay focused, volume 3. Told y'all I'm gonna give you an exclusive rock.
Hell, baby.
Greatness and great Batman.
I was on the grind, trying to innovate the music.
we imitating music. I was on the grind, going with that rap shit. You imitating me, worrying about you. I was on the grind, innovating the grizzly, plotting and making moves, and the niggas went fucking with me. My flow so tight, it wasn't enough to hold a team. Play me to the side, I went in G18. I'm bitter, but I'm cocking, I ain't talking to pistol. See you niggas wind piping, I ain't talking to whistle. L's on that goody good, now you pressing your luck. Like Shell told it, did it, you'll get laced up. Motherfucker, I show you attitude. It's like when Muslims be handing out bean pies and I'm serving niggas to Shell food. You know I'm starving in the records, it's laughing. Every time you see me, look like my stomach is fasting. Yo, let me stop with the flashes. I can take 3-4 years off and still be hotter than your hottest rapper. Look at my fitty, yeah, you know that boy's mighty dapper. It's Big L, known as Brando on the fucking track.
I was on the grind, trying to innovate the music. Get some back shit, so we immigrate the music. I was on the grind, going with that rap shit. You imitate the music, probably innovate the music. I was on the grind, trying to innovate the music. Get some back shit, so we immigrate the music. I was on the grind, going with that rap shit. You imitate the music, probably innovate the music.
Innovate the music, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, original says it all. I like that. I like it. I really genuinely dug the sound of the I dug the music, but I also dug the sound of the voices. You know what I mean? Like,
yes sir, yes sir.
I mean, and that sounds corny, right? Who says that, right? Because nobody
I
says.
I wasn't gonna call you out on it, Drew.
Yeah, I mean, you can, man. I'm old school, but what I'm saying makes sense because a lot of rappers are linguistically skilled, right? They can enunciate and but they don't sound good, man. If the voice ain't nothing you want to hear all the time. So it's important, like, for lay people like me, that you have a voice that sound good. Like Biggie. Biggie had one of them nice voices. You could just listen to him, you know, all the time. Pac.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah, got nice sound and skills to match it, and that's the total package. So, yes, sir, that was a hot one. That's Innovate the Music, original. So, original, where we left off was, yeah. So, the label, the mixtape ventures, and then it was time to reevaluate, I guess.
Time to reevaluate, man. I mean, I'm cut straight to the chase with you, Drew. You know, we just decided that we didn't really want to pursue the music anymore together as the group of guys that we had been doing it with for all those years. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my partner split up, created differences. He's still doing music. I actually put, you know, it's going to sound funny, but I actually put the mic down, man. I didn't do any music whatsoever from 2007 to 2011. You know, not that the drive wasn't there. The drive was still there. You know, focused on family. You know, I was focused on, you know, the marriage life and just finding me. You know what I'm saying? You get caught up in this music industry, man, and it's easy to lose you sometimes. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I ran into my current business partner, my current engineer, and also the homie that was on that track with me. He does all my engineering. He usually does all my production, Big LL3, and he got me back in the booth, man. He, you know, simply said, yo, I need you back in there, man. You know, you got that drive, you got that music that the game needs to hear, you know. So I got back in the booth with him and I dropped my first ever solo project called The Cypher Tape Side A Detox. And really what that was, Drew, was just something that I just got in the booth and I just spit. You know, I had like 25 tracks on it. I released it simply to see if the drive was still there. I mean, it was either I still had the drive and I wanted to continue or it was going to be the last thing cats ever heard of original. And so that brings us to the present day, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with taking a step back. You know, I always say, and I ain't no philosopher or nothing, but sometimes when you got to make that really big jump, you need to take a couple steps back to get your momentum. So there's nothing wrong with that. And And obviously it's nothing wrong with that because the music says so, you know. I appreciate and respect your tenacity, you know, that never give up, and your ability to adapt, because sometimes it is necessary to do what's necessary to do. Maybe you needed to take a break for a minute and get your head right, and that was, it obviously did wonders for you. So, I mean, this is all, in my opinion, really inspirational to young listeners that's up and coming, you know, to have a little bit of insight into some of the things that could happen that you might encounter in the roles. And when they feel like giving up, they can always think about you and say, you know, maybe I can take a break, but I really don't have to give up, you know.
Definitely do that. Definitely.
So, and family always, you know, it's mad respect to a man that, you know, honors the family and puts the attention there, because that's,
right.
You know, whether you make $1 million or 13 an hour, you know what I mean? You got to keep the focus on the family. Most definitely. Yeah, man, I like your style, man. I like your style, I like your personality. I like your story. It's very interesting. But what I really like about you is the music. You even took a cool picture if you look on the website. Damn, I never said hi to the listeners, man. Shout out to the listeners on Blog Talk Radio, people that are listening to the show on iTunes and Stitcher or on your mobile device, wherever you are, wherever you're listening, on Facebook. You know, welcome to the show. This is 937 Radio, the Celebrity Spotlight. Today's guest is Original. Today's first guest. Yeah, greetings. And our first guest is Original. And we've been listening to his story and checking out his music. I'm Drew Pillow. I'm just the guy that talks a whole lot. But we have another track that we want to play by you, and it is called Ice. Tell us about that, and then we'll drop it like it's hot.
Cool. That's the file I sent. Actually, the track's called One of One. It's a hot joint, man. It's the newest joint I dropped. Produced by the homie Big L03L Major B. You can hear this on me and L's joint mixtape coming up, What the Streets Want, Breaking Ground, hosted by the homie DJ Skano. You can also hear it on the homie DJ Lockness's We Are Ohio Stay Focused Volume 4. It's a banger. Hip-hop heads going to love it. It's got some commercial flair to it. Just lend me your ear, man, and you see where Original is now. One of One. Go ahead and premiere that for me, Drew.
One of One, world premiere. DP Radio presents. Get them.
L Major B.
Oh, no, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A-list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Just me in my zone. Nah, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A-list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Just me in my zone. What more can I say? I mean, what more can I ask for? Six Middle Eastern laying naked on my shack floor. Head game excellent. But she ride equestrian. Give her a little better than she turned into a lesbian. My pipe game serious. Hit, so she gon' stay. I let her boyfriend mug. I don't see no blame. Nigga, I'm shine. I don't see no shade. I'm too busy getting cheese corn in the corner. I'm Dorito, babe. Hit, welcome to the salon. Let me lay some tracks on Conrad Murray, how I kill that mic. Put me next to Pee-wee, Mr. Rogers, Big Bird, Don Diego, and I'm still that night. Call me a 101. Nah, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A-list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone.
Call me a 101.
Nah, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A-list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone. To the same track and get the rail, homie. Unlimited bars, like I got a million sales on. We ain't fit the same. They looking sloppy. I'm that new kid on the court, hungry like I'm here to play. The flow killing lane. Shove these niggas in the box and bury them under some trees like it's Christmas Day. Thursday was running shit. Richie blew their knees out. Had the game on lock. But look who got the keys now. Far for me to stomach this. They lost sight of what real music is. I'm the optometrist. The sound of your voice. Yeah. No, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone.
Me a one, oh, one.
Nah, I don't do the same shit. I don't live with A list. I be in my zone. I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone. I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone.
Me a one, oh, one.
I do hotter shows, hotter interviews, with hotter bars, do hotter songs. How can I lose? I'm original now, we ain't identical. Plus I hustle and grind hard, and it's critical. When you give a wordplay, metaphor is real shit. Storyline, line joint, loading up the steel shit. Pop shit, commercial and underground ill shit. They take it as fake, so I expect to be ridiculed. I don't do the same shit, I don't live where they live. My state of mind's on a whole nother continent. Every move I make, I'ma be on my Obama shit. Do some shit the game's on its
spin.
I don't do the same shit, I don't live where they live. I be in my zone, I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone, I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone.
Be a one, oh, one.
Nah, I don't do the same shit, I don't live where they live. I be in my zone, I be on my own shit. I stay in my zone, I be on my own shit. Catch me in my zone.
Be a one, oh, one.
That was ridiculous, man. Get out of here, man. Get out of here. That was hot, man. That I ain't even got to pretend like that was hot. That was absolutely smoking. And, yes, sir, that right there, you're supposed to get a whole lot of money. That's crazy, man. How do you feel, man, having something like that out there?
I feel great, man. And actually, what makes it feel even more better, man, is that's the first time anybody has ever heard it. So that is truly a world premiere right here on the Drew Pillow Show.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels good, man. I mean, it's attracted definitely embodies who originality is as an MC. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to have a track out there that actually, you know, shows you and portrays you the way you're supposed to be portrayed, man, and that's original.
Whoo, man, I'm out of words, dude. That right there, that's your business card right there. Oh, who's original? Here, hit this. Pow!
Yeah.
That's not only a banger, that's a cheek hurter, because I've been cheesing so hard since the song came on, my jaws hurt. That is hot, man. That's hot.
Good looking.
I love it. I'm going to play that again before the show go off, because I really, really, really like that a lot.
Appreciate it, Drew.
Wow. Wait a minute, I'm supposed to have some more commercials. I mean, some more questions. Okay. What's the future looking like for original? This is the last question, then we're going to get out of here and go on to guest number two. So what's the future looking like? Performances, gigs, you got things lined up, you're just in the church praying, you know, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, man, first and foremost, man, just understand that I'm always working 24-7. Right now I'm just building my catalog, getting the material ready. So, you know, once I hit, man, it's just a constant road. In the near future, you could be on the lookout for Breaking Ground, What the Streets Want, the joint mixtape with original of Black Gold, the Child, and Big LO3, hosted by DJ Skano. That should be out around April or May. Me and the homie Big L just dropped the Barbecue mixtape that's on Dat Piff right now, hosted by DJ Shorty. It's like hip-hop gumbo, man. A lot of nice music from Dayton, Atlanta, and London. And then, more importantly, man, 1989, original Out of Life EP, that's going to be dropping somewhere around 2014, man. And just stay in tune with original. Follow me on Twitter, at original the life. That's ARYGINAL. Please stay in tune with me. I promise you, if you become a fan, I won't let you down. I'm going to give you dope music from start to finish. And you won't regret it. I mean, I really don't know what else to say.
Hey, you said it all right there. You said it all. I was going to ask you to give your contact information, but you already did. Any last-minute shout-outs?
Shout out to my manager, Timmy Osanubi. My business partner is Big L03, Cam White. I mean, really, man, that's it, man. Shout out my team, Fan Mob Movement and Block Monument. Wife and daughter, love you. And shout out hip hop, man. We in here.
There it is. There it is. Original. Can I get some clapping?
Richard.
There it is. Yeah.
Shout
Original,
let me get one more, Drew. Shout out to the homie DJ Lockness, man. He's been with me since I started. He's been by my side. You know, that's a true homie. Shout out to DJ Lockness. If y'all ain't in tune with the movement, please get in tune with it.
Lockness. Yeah, that's the homie for sure. That's my man. All right, one more time. Put your hands together for Original. Appreciate you coming on the show, my brother.
Appreciate you having me, Drew.
Don't forget to come back. You got the show, the glove, Emmy, whatever it is that they give people, the BET Awards, all that. Come back and tell us how it feels then.
Definitely.
All right, peace out. Yo, that was a... That was the first half, and we did a fine job. It went well. I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it? I know you did. So, Dig, we're going to drop a commercial, and then we're coming back with a award-winning, celebrated celebrity photographer. Imagine that. Check it out.
Intuitive. Medium. Spiritual life coach.
Life.
Nisha Dove is here to bring enlightenment and encouragement to those who may be confused with the doubts and fears about their future. As an intuitive life coach, her purpose is to use her gifts and talents to uplift your human experience. Anisha Dove at transcendingdove.788.webs.com.
Anisha Dove.
Ouch, that's kind of loud, y'all. That yeah, like that commercial, right? That's a beautiful commercial. I made it myself. Thank you. Anyway, so we said we were going to have more, and we are going to bring you more. And more is a young lady. A young lady. I just said photographer. I didn't say male or female. But this is a young lady, and she's award-winning, you know, for her photography, celebrity photography and videography. There's a lot to say. I mean, you look at her picture, and I can think of 100 questions, like, what's your phone number? Things like that. But instead of doing all that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring her into the virtual studio. So put your hands together for Alicia Lang. What's up, Alicia Lang?
Hey, what's...
There you go. So we're going to let them clap for a minute because they get a little excited. They just get excited. They can't help themselves. They must have seen your picture. Or some of the pictures that you've been taking. So, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you back. We tried to do this before we had technical problems, but we're going to get it right tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's how I like to hear it. So, I guess the first thing that I want to ask is award-winning photographer, because see, everybody take pictures, but that don't make you a photographer. And just because you're a photographer don't mean that you are award-winning. So this is quite a distinction. Tell us about the award that you won.
In 2011, I won the Ohio Hip Hop Award for Best Photographer. It was the first year they actually had that category on the ballot. So I was very honored and very excited to win. And after I won, I was asked to join the team and be director of visual arts for the Hip Hop Awards. So
you were Ohio Hip Hop Awards photographer award winner. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay. So what is it that you did to win that award?
I submitted an EPK, which is an electronic press kit,
mm-hmm.
and I was added to the ballot, and then people voted. My EPK had samples of my work within it. I put photos I had done of Raekwon and Big Sean, people like that.
And so. Jadakiss and... Jadakiss, yeah. That I thought that was like a visual typo. I was like, is that Jadakiss on that picture?
Right.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
So you do so well that a lot of artists want you. They want to hire you to come out and do their official photography or whatever. And even major artists. Let's talk about how you got to be so in demand. I mean, where did it all begin? When did you first take an interest in photography?
Well, I started my own company. I had done like the green screen, little backdrop pictures. I had done event photography, weddings, that type of thing, and had an opportunity to do a couple shows through some people that I had known pretty much my whole life that were in the music industry. And I took some pictures and put them on my website and noticed, you know, my cousin's kid got 12 views, but Gucci Mane got 14,000 in 2 hours. So I figured, you know, that's a better way for me to market myself. If, you know, people really liked that, then that was a better way to go. So
yeah.
I just ended up just kept going. And to be honest with you, I just had a loyal and motivated team around me that, you know, they were like, hey, you know, this person said that they would really like to book you. You know, I mean, I just had a lot of people helping me, like DJ Loch Ness, Philly
there's,
Phil.
There's that name again, DJ Loch Ness.
Right.
Who is that guy? So people recognized you, and you had, it just was a team effort. You had a lot of help, but it's easy to help somebody that's bringing a lot of talent to the table, you know.
Yeah, thank you. I think if you enjoy what you do, you'll be, you know, naturally good at it or strive to be good at it. And, you know, that's what I do. I enjoy what I do, and I'm blessed to be good at that and able to put food on the table from, you know, something I can do with my hands. So.
So you talk about having a natural passion. And that is important, you know. But, I mean, like, are you more than just a natural passion and a natural talent? Were you formally trained at all?
I went to school in India when I was 11. And when I was there, I, you know, went alone. And I really have a real close relationship with my mother. And she was like, you know, take pictures of everything. You know, I want to see what, you know, you've experienced. So I took pictures like crazy, came back, and they were so good. I kind of joked, like, oh, these should be in magazines or, you know. And, you know, I remember growing up and making my cousins dance to music videos. Like, I would choreograph and, you know, it's just always been something that I've done. And so to have people that have motivated me to, you know, have all of these amazing opportunities, it's just been a blessing, you know.
So you got the best kind of training. You got the training, you know, of being in the real world and doing the damn thing and having people behind you that encouraged you, you know. And that's important, you know, because as we talked with our first guest, you know, things don't just fall out of the sky. You don't just one day say, I'm going to be this, and everything all just falls together. Sometimes you run into some obstacles, but you just really got to believe in what you do, and you really, and it pays to have supportive people on your team that just keep encouraging you. So
definitely.
shout out to the team, y'all, the family, mom, DJ Loch Ness. Hey, I'm going to need a DJ Loch Ness in my life pretty soon, maybe. Anyway.
It wasn't easy. Don't get me wrong. You know, it wasn't easy. I mean, I had to do that because I was faced, you know, I was in a relationship that was abusive, and I got out of that, and I had to put food on the table, and, you know, it was something that, you know, I held on to get me through something, and, you know, I really didn't have anything when I started, so I'm very thankful to everyone that helped me.
That's right. And that humility is awesome, you know, because sometimes we get the big head, we get, you know, it's like, oh, no shout outs, I did it all myself. But it's good to acknowledge the people that helped us because, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. and also to help others, you know. So maybe in the course of this interview, we can talk about, you know, some things that up-and-coming photographers, not that you really want to help the competition, but just some things that can help people who are aspiring to someday get on your level, you know. Let's talk about, before we go all the way there, I'm going to play your song. No, I don't have a song for you, but it would be cool, wouldn't it?
Right.
It'd be called Click Click Baby. So so you have had the good fortune of doing some work with some really well-known artists, big-name people in the industry. Tell us what those experiences were like for you. Like, oh, we got this picture of you with Jadakiss. How was that one?
It was really neat. It was one of the first events that I really got to be hands-on, and a lot of other people were there that day. And, you know, he's just a really, really good-hearted person. And I mean, I don't really know what do you want to know. I mean,
just, you know, like, did he ask about Drew Pillow? Did he
of
try
course.
To get your phone? No. No, I'm starstruck, so, like, I probably would pass out. I mean, I hate to admit it, but, you know, I meet people that are, like, uber famous, and I just get, like, really silly. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Just, like, get real goofy. But you know, sometimes some artists are just, like, you know, not even that cool. They think that they are bigger than God. And it's
so
good
who are
to hear.
Your favorite artists?
Pardon me?
Who are your favorite artists?
Oh, my favorite artist in the whole world?
Sure.
You. I have to say you because I just, you know, I tried hard to think of somebody else, but you came to my mind first.
Well, thank you.
Right. I don't know. I don't even know that I have a favorite. I just like, you know, I'm kind of eclectic. I like a lot of stuff. But Original is definitely up in there. He's in the running with that last one. That last track we played was hot.
Is there any I've worked with that, like, you know, you are, you know, a fan of their work?
That's a good question. Tell me some of the people you work with, and I'll tell you. For sure, I like Jada, absolutely. Name some names, and I'll tell you if I like them or not.
Wu-Tang.
Love him.
Right. Let's see. Miguel. Tyga. MGK, Tech N9ne, Rick Ross.
Tech N9ne? Wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Tech N9ne is the shit. Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
Tech N9ne is the shit. I really liked him.
Yeah, Tech N9ne, really underground cute. Beast. Yeah.
Right. So best photos I have are of him. So,
so yeah, that's really so you have been, I mean, you are in there. You are plugged in, you know. And it's not just, you know, really, let's talk about what you do a little bit, because it seems easy, you know, but some of these people don't even look good, but by the time you take their picture, they look really good. I mean, it's real important to have the right photographer to get the right look and the right effect and, you know, have everything really polished and professional, and everybody can't just, you don't just jump behind a camera and push the button and make it happen. You know, you have to have a lot of skill. Is what you do more complicated than what it seems like?
Yeah, I mean, it's challenging because, like, with studio photography, like, when you go somewhere and they have set lighting and they have backdrops and all of that, you know, they're used to shooting that all the time. Their lighting never changes, so it's not hard for them. They use, like, one setting on the camera, like, you know, and pose you and, you know, and I guess when the challenge I have with what I do is I do a lot of live events, and I can't tell, hey, Rick Ross, could you stand right there and tilt your head and smile a little bit and suck it in a little bit? Okay, right there. I mean, I can't do that. I can't tell the lighting, you know, tech, hey, can you move the spotlight over here, or that shadow is really harsh. Like, so I have to change my settings and adapt to each different venue, and you know, then the venues, a lot of them are low lit situations, and the big name stars in their contracts, they don't like flash photography. So if you can't use a camera without a flash, you know, then you're kind of screwed. So I like to take pride in, I don't really like to use a lot of external lighting. I use a lot of, you know, the natural ambient light that's there. And so that's my main challenge is finding the right combination for the lighting in the different events I'm at.
Yeah, that is, I'm glad you mentioned that because that is, I realized or I assumed that, like, you know, the bigger the star, the less posing that they are going to do for you. You're going to have to catch them in their natural environment or whatever. It's not like going to Walmart and they move the baby over to the left and change the lights and stuff. No, you got to get it on the fly. You got to adapt your equipment. You know, if the lighting is this way, you have to compensate and move in a position. You have to do all that. And right. And that's the marking of a pro, of an award-winning pro. They obviously recognize your talent, not only by giving you such a I mean, that's historic. You were the first ever, you know what I mean, in that category. And I'm not saying that they invented that category just to honor you, but who knows the real story. So they honored you with the first ever in life. And then not only that, but afterwards put you on the committee, right? You're on the committee now. So I mean, you're being recognized and honored, and that's almost as important as getting that cash. So
right.
Not only are you a photographer, but you're also a videographer. And
yes.
what exactly is the difference for people that don't know?
Well, a photographer, you take photos. Videographer is like a cinematographer; you do videos.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, see? Hopefully somebody is as dumb as me that learned that. But for those that already know, have you done videos for any of the big name people? Is this something how did you decide to transition into video, and how's that working out for you?
The transition has been really enjoyable. Sometimes I get sick of doing photos because, you know, it's a still shot. I like things that are moving now. It's more of a challenge. The first video I ever did was for Raekwon. He had a mixtape that was coming out, and I did a video for them. My second video I did was one for Keith Murray. I've got a couple other projects coming up with other big names, but we don't have any dates set as of yet, so I don't really want to jump the gun on that, but, you know.
Okay.
I'm being a little more selective of who I'm working with now because, you know, just like these other artists that have labels or whatnot looking at them, I have them calling me and looking at me as well. So I can't just pick anyone and put my endorsement behind that. So it's challenging trying to give everyone a fair shot, but at the same time, not tarnishing, you know, my resume at all.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I know what you mean. You got a certain standard, certain quality level that
right,
you
and
represent.
And I hate that it has to be like that sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, but that, you know, this is business, and I actually had the opportunity to listen to you. You know, I do my research a little bit. I listened to you being interviewed on another show.
Okay.
It was a decent show, nowhere near as good as mine, but it was decent. And and she asked you about price, and you had some really interesting things to say about that. So what does this cost? Let's say I'm a new wannabe hip hop superstar, and I want you to make me a video. What is the pricing like?
Starts at $1,000, and a lot of people are like, "Wow, $1,000!" Well, you get what you pay for. You know, I have a very large network. I'm able to reach a lot of people. So you know, with that comes a higher price than the typical Midwest price. That's very inexpensive compared to the different areas of the country. But like I said, I you know, work with a certain caliber of artist. So, you know, time is money. And if you want me to spend time on your project, you've got to be able to invest in my time. So, you know, the photos, they aren't as expensive. I do senior photos, you know, if I have time, families, weddings, those types of things. And, you know, I'm not too ungodly priced. I try to match different prices in the area just so I can, you know, if people are fans of my work, I don't want to be like, oh, well, you can't afford me, you know. I try to make it work for them because at some point in my career, I'm going to move on and I won't be here. So I can't come back then and do all of that. So, you know, I try to be accessible to everyone. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, you actually, it's almost like giving back, you know. I mean, you're dealing with the upper echelon, you're dealing with the up and comings who are fully invested in their craft to the point where they're ready to put their money where their mouth is. And then you also try to make time to do, you know, things for people in the hometown, you know. And that's beautiful. That's giving back, you know. And that's what it's all about. You can't just keep taking. You got to give back too. So I like it. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say a couple times every year I donate my services to local children's homes and things like that so they can have, you know, like a school type photo because a lot of them can't afford it. So, you know.
Wow. Damn. Talk about giving back. Now you didn't just you just elevated yourself to a beautiful person now. So that's really awesome. Listen to that. A lot of people can't say things like that, you know. And more people need to be like you. That is that's definitely something worth mentioning. You should put that on your resume.
Well, I think it's things like that that open up the doors and opportunity. You know, the karma, the whole circle of life. You know, you have to – you reap what you sow. And if you, you know, don't sow anything, you know, your return is going to be low. So I try to, you know, be a good human.
Oh, Shucky Ducky, this is 937 Radio. I'm Drew Pillow. Tonight we are talking to Alicia Lang, celebrity photographer, award-winning, that is, videographer, humanitarian, and philosopher. That was a beautiful philosophy. You know, you the karmic thing and reaping what you sow. A lot more people need to take heed to that. It'd be a much better world in general if they did. I love it. I love it. You have an awesome personality and a tremendous body of work. I want to ask you, I have a surprise for you, a few more questions for you, and then I got a question from, you know, from myself. Never mind, that's stupid. I was going to say, like, how much would you charge just, like, to take a picture with my cell phone camera of me so I could put it on my thing? But that's kind of silly. I don't ask you that. I'm getting ready to bring cell phone photos, $87. That's not bad. We have DJ Loch Ness. We're going to get him on the line in just a second. I need to figure out which one of these numbers is his. You'd think I would know it much as we talk. Let's just play Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. This one has got to be DJ, what's up? Is this DJ Loch Ness?
Yo.
What's up? Welcome to the show.
Hey,
Locky. Can I call you that, too? Can I call you that, Locky?
Man, here we go.
Yeah, it's a wrap, dude. Every time we talk from now on, you're Locky, and I'm not.
Oh, man. Now, she calls me that. My mom calls me that. Now you? Wow.
Oh, it's okay.
But it is what it is. It is created by one beautiful person, you know. I'm very proud of what I accomplished with these two people in my life. Original is definitely one of the true hip hop people out there. I mean, Alicia Lang has just, I mean, been such an inspiration to so many people. You know what I'm saying? She does.
Yeah.
She gives back more than you know. I'm about to cry, dude, because all the things that she's done for me, my family, just the team. I mean, shout out to Philly Phil. He'll be on the Drew Pillow Show here in a little bit, hopefully, when me and Drew iron that out, whatnot. Don't front.
It ain't no ironing out. You make me do this stuff, man. Let's go ahead and get honest with the world. He makes me do it. He says you're going to do it, and I'm like, okay, Lockie, whatever you say.
Drew, it's just these are the people that need to be interviewed because they have a story that needs to be heard.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Shout out to the Philly Phillies on tour with Bootsy Collins right now in São Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah. Well, you know, the behind-the-scenes story is that this particular show is dependent on people like DJ Loch Ness because he knows the talent. You know what I mean? It's like he makes my work easy. He says this is the person, and he has the connects, so all I got to do is sit here and shine, you know, like make it look like I know all these people, right? Right. Okay. So I appreciate you, and this is all part of what I call teamwork makes the dream work. We just keep working together, and we're going to all be all right. Yes, sir.
Well, you're a beautiful host, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
You're not boring. You're not like, what do I do? No, you know what I'm saying? You ask good questions. I listened to the original interview, and he did very good, you know. And you asked him questions that was significant, and I learned some stuff by listening to his interview, and I'm learning stuff by listening to Alyssa's interview. Especially when she asked you questions and you're supposed to be the interviewer. You know what I'm saying? You go, Miss Lane. You go.
See?
You know?
She got that power, man. She got that power. She can call you Lockie. She can ask me questions on the show. You know, she got that power and she know how to use it. I ain't complaining. She could call me Droopy. But it's okay, though. I actually wanted to ask Alicia. In your illustrious career thus far, you know, not to imply that it's anywhere near over, but in just in the things that you've achieved so far, what would you say is the highlight or a couple of highlights, things that you just had to pinch yourself and say, man, this is awesome?
One of my most memorable experiences was the Smokers Club tour in Indianapolis with Big Crit, Method Man, and Currency. It was an amazing night. When I got there, I called Currency, met him out back. We kicked it on the tour bus. I walked in with them. I missed Big Crit's set, apologized to him, saw him after the show. And then we were able to connect with Method Man and when I was on stage with him shooting his set, the energy in the room was so high. Like, I just felt like I was about to have a heart attack. Like, everyone was so excited, and I was so close to the speaker that, like, every time the bass hit, my heart just fell. And it was just amazing. He walked across the crowd. I mean, he didn't crowd surf. He walked on top. And these people held him up. You know, I mean, it was an amazing show. I mean, for the people that were there, I mean, he's a great entertainer. That's a lost art, I feel. You know, people aren't very entertaining anymore, you know. So that was an amazing night. Currency, his ankle was in a cast, and so he wasn't able to move around. And so, you know, those pictures are pretty neat because, you know, how often is he in a cast, you know? But it was a really, he stole my lighter that night.
I wonder how that happened. You said you were doing something with Method Man and the energy was so high, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah, you can make the connection because he always high. It was the energy was high, the people was high, everybody was high. There's a lot of weed smoking. I'm not saying that that happened because I wasn't there. They wouldn't let me in. But that's good, man. I like that. It was he walked on the crowd. That's something to see. I wish you would have videotaped that. That would have been awesome to see.
Drew Pillow.
That's like the mosh pit deluxe. You just walk on the crowd. Imagine that. Yeah.
I recorded that, and I recorded when the guy from the crowd threw a water bottle on him, and he jumped in and chased him around and smacked him a little bit.
Where is this footage? Where is it? Is it on?
It's in the vault, Drew Pillow.
In the vault.
Oh, okay. So that's the vault. It's filed under B for bribery. Future term, future days. Yeah. Hell no, that's cool. And wait a minute, let me look at this switchboard real quick. So you are also in the 937. You know what? That's cool because we all 937 radio, and we all in the 937 live right now. Imagine that, small world. It's beautiful, right? So maybe I'm not saying we should or nothing, but maybe we should all get together one of these days and have dinner and watch the video. I want to give you an opportunity to. Yeah, I got to say what I got to say. You never know when you're going to get another chance to seize an opportunity. So I want to ask you, what's the future looking like for you? You know, you mentioned that you had some projects, you know, in the works. And what is your ultimate goal? Like, where do you hope to see yourself, you know, at the peak? When you hit the peak, where do you want to be?
I really would like to create some film and put those out.
So you want to produce a full a motion picture?
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah. I gotta say it. We got that in the works, definitely. DJ Loch Ness. DJ Loch Ness movie coming out soon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that.
Sundance is gonna love it. Sundance is gonna love Miss Alyssa Lane.
Hollywood's gonna love her.
Yeah.
She's hard not to love. And that, you know what? It makes perfect sense. It's just logical. It's a logical step in the sequence of your evolution. You photography to videography, videography to film. It just makes perfect sense. And you're already a proven talent at adapting and evolving, and that's what it's all about. I want to encourage people, you know, to pray on it and send in emails to Hollywood and tell them you want to see the making of Lockie and Drew. This is a movie that this has to be made. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, DJ, what are you going to say?
I'm down.
Or should I just Lockie and Drew? That's, you know.
I'm down.
Long as I got a gun, I don't care what you call it. the future is good. You got a lot of projects going, a lot of different revenue streams in terms of photos and videos and doing the charitable things. You know, that's going to pay you dividends that are priceless. You have a strong team behind you. You have a beautiful personality and a wonderful spirit. The sky's the limit for you. I see nothing but goodness in your future. I'm not a psychic, but I'm just saying.
Thank you. Hello, same to you. I see nothing but good things for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. So let's do the last minute shout outs. You guys can do whatever you do, talk about whatever you want to talk about. DJ, you might have some things you want to say before we go. I don't want to hold you hostage all night. You know, not that I can't because, you know, I'm a talker. But anyway, DJ, you got any shout-outs, last-minute parting words before we let Alicia say hers and then we go home for the night?
Well, mine's just short and sweet. I want to thank God for bringing these two beautiful people to the Drew Pillow Show, and I want to thank Drew for believing in me and my people and my judgment of character and my judgment of talent. And I just want to say these are two amazing people, and I'm glad that everybody tuned in tonight because I'm just glad, and I love y'all.
Love you too, man. I had to hurry up and just like cut in because it was getting so emotional in here. I was going to start singing Kumbaya by my damn self. I didn't want to do that because I got an image to uphold. So before we go to List Lane and close us out, I want to drop this hot commercial because I do this now then. It's just a 30-second piece by a friend of mine. Check it out. Intuitive. Medium. Spiritual life coach. Nisha Dove is here to bring enlightenment and encouragement to those who may be confused with the doubts and fears about their future. As an intuitive life coach, her purpose is to use her gifts and talents to uplift your human experience. Anisha Dove at transcendingdove.788.webs.com.
Anisha Dove.
I ain't going to talk about her. You heard the commercial. You check her out for yourself. But if she, her commercial on this show is because I endorse it. So, Alicia, and I hope that I didn't mispronounce your name because I was real concerned about that. It looks like Alicia all day long, but I've been told that it's Alicia, right?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, so hopefully when I listen to the tape tomorrow, it's going to be like I said Alicia probably four times. I'm going to slap myself. But we did good. Alicia, what did I want to ask? Oh yeah, any you know comments? Any things you didn't get to say? Any last minute shout outs? Give us your contact information. You know, if people are ready to step their game up and you know utilize the services of a true professional, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Originelle for sharing the spotlight with me tonight, and you know, great work. You can get a hold of me on, I have actually booked 100% of my business through social media networks such as Twitter and Facebook. You can hit me up there. My Twitter is at Alicia Lange, AliShaLange. You know, just, you know, maybe hashtag Drew Pillow and I'll follow you back.
I love that. I love that. Can I hashtag myself and you just follow me? No, that's
sure.
Not funny. Go ahead. Yeah, that was cool.
Educate yourself and really advance yourself in the music industry. I always recommend that people go to conferences and network, bring business cards, you know, your demos, all your contact information, merchandise, wear your logos. There's one actually coming up this weekend that I will be attending. I will be speaking on the panel. It's in Indianapolis, Indiana. It will be for the Midwest Leak magazine and the Nerve DJs. It is called the Music and Business Conference. So if you're interested in that, you can go to nervedjs.com and check it out, or go to midwestleak.com and look for the link. Like I said, I will be there. So if you, you know, want to come up and talk to me, or you know, have any questions, you know, I'll be there all day. It starts at noon, so you know, I'm easy to get a hold of. So hit me up.
Hey, hit her up. She's easy to get a hold of. Follow her on Twitter. And that whole hashtag thing was priceless. I love it when I have a good show, and not just because there's good people, but because there's good flow. And this show flowed. I mean, you are very I just got to add a whole nother quality, another aspect to your resume. Very intelligent and witty young lady. So it's been my pleasure to have you here on the show. And anytime. Okay. Yeah, it's been a pleasure to have you here. I'm so tired. I apologize. This is really late. So it's been my pleasure to have you on the show tonight. And on behalf of everybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, DrewPillowRadio.com, wherever you're listening, even if you're listening on your mobile device, we appreciate you. The Facebookers, the chatters, everybody sending me text messages and stuff, asking me inappropriate questions. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, and we appreciate you. I hope you listeners took notes, and maybe this can help you. This is not just entertainment. It's edutainment, because you've been educated tonight. So now you'd have no excuse to step up your game. So I'm Drew Pillow, and we are getting ready to roll up out of here. Have a good night. Peace out. Where's my peace out music? Wherever it is, I don't know. Peace out. There we go. All right, peace. Whew. I can't hang up the show.